Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Yeah, they want Saquon to run. And I want to see Saquon too, but can we be careful here, please? Can we be careful with the usage of a guy that's had a lot of injuries in the NFL? No, it doesn't have to be disappointing. I'm trying to keep the guy healthy for the full season. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Coming up at 12, we'll talk to Scott Franz. Will you hear what Jalen Hurts had to say yesterday about his turnovers? I liked what he said, taking accountability and trying to be better here. But I did notice something first hour of the show, Hugh. I'm not sure if it's you're in your head. I don't think it is. Definitely Kyle's. And I wonder if it's in the head of some of our listeners here. You know, this idea that maybe we need to run Saquon more than originally planned because there's some doubt now creeping in about the quarterback. I'm playing psychologist here. I mean, that's what I'm starting to feel that people say you can't be careful with Saquon because we're a little, you know.
See, I don't look at it
squirrely about the quarterback.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it more so as balance. I look at it more so as a game-to-game situation because last year we didn't have that. Like, again, and I always have to say that, no disrespect to DeAndre Swift and what he brought to the table because he's a Pro Bowler. But there were a lot of times where it felt like we could have did more, or it just felt like the running game was like, blah. It was just like, It was no, seriously. It was just like, seriously. I don't know any other way to describe it. And we talk about, we had a Pro Bowl running back, but it was just like, it wasn't that great. No disrespect.
And now it could be great.
And I'm telling you, last week, there's not an Eagles fan. That's an Eagles fan that wasn't excited about what they saw because we haven't seen it in a long time. This dude is rejuvenated. Like, I know this week he rubbed some people the wrong way when he talked about his old coach called him wishing luck, which I was kind of weird about. Big Red ain't never called me when I was in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was a little weird. So, yeah, Barkley yesterday spoke about how he spoke to Dable this week and Daniel Jones.
That can't happen, by the way.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're not fraternizing with the enemy.
Well, it's weird because it tells you two things, in my opinion. Brian Dable didn't want him to leave, and Daniel Jones missing.
Well, like, of course they
like
do.
For real.
Because they stink.
Like, it's one of those things where I would not be surprised if they're thinking about firing their GM. He's no disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
But he's coming off right now as probably not good at what he does. And I'm being nice with the words.
Well, he's built one of the worst teams in the league. Yes. So, yeah, I think that's
because
spot on.
He's an idiot. And I get it because it's who's to say that Saquon would have had the type of game that he had here, but he would have probably put them in a better position to win the game.
Oh, of course. But you said something there about, you know, it just looked better. It's different. But if we're using the car analogy, there's a lot of miles on this car. I want this thing to run for the full season. There's 1,225 carries on this car, or running back, or whatever analogy we're using. It's a lot.
Full disclosure, mm-hmm. Since this is the Joe Giglio therapy session.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death of every time Jalen Hurts drops back at this point.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Until he shows me otherwise, and now a week has gone by, no more passes, okay? Every time.
You talked with your chest the other day about how it's new Kyle, week one.
It's time for honesty. I'm not built for this, okay? I am not built. Like, every time Jalen Hurts drops back, I hold my breath that he's going to put the ball in harm's way. Every time Saquon Barkley gets the ball, I feel like I'm confident that he could break one. And I just... It feels like that's the best way for this offense to function right now.
Well, I think that's fair, and I understand why you're in that spot, but... You know, if we go down your path, we're going to have a quarterback that we're squirrely about in December and a running back on one leg. Okay, we can't do that.
Well, we might need to face reality at some point.
All right.
At some point.
Yeah. Well, how about what Carl told us there? And we'll go back to the phones in a second. That he thinks the Falcons are looking at Jalen like a guy that will throw them the ball a couple times in the game.
I mean, that wasn't surprising to me because of what you saw. Like, if you put him under pressure, that's why people, when they were talking about the Falcons defense, and they're not that good. They're not that bad either. They're not bad.
Well, they didn't allow a touchdown last week. They lost, but they didn't allow a touchdown.
They're not bad. So it's one of those things where you have to look at it and be realistic about they feel like if they put him in a situation where he's under duress, that he will turn the ball over. And that's why I feel like if the running back, get the running back involved. I don't care if it's toting the rock or throwing him the football. He's an outlet. And then when you do that, it changes the dynamic. If you're beating a team, if they go into this game, the Falcons, that is, mm-hmm. and they say, okay, we're going to stop the run. We're focusing on stopping the run. And they said, we're going to focus on stopping the run with our front four. And they can't do that, and they have to commit another man to the box to help stop the run, because that's initially what you want to do.
Yep.
You want your front four to control the line of scrimmage and stop the run, and so the guys on the back end can play coverage. But if you can't do that, then you have to commit that other man to the box, and that's when you get opportunities in the passing game.
And that could change things, and hopefully it makes the Eagles' offense more efficient here. Should the Eagles be careful about Saquon Barkley's usage this season? This is surprising. Yes, 63% of people on Twitter today, 37% saying no. The phone lines here are calling me plant-based. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
See, this is why we can't have nice things, Joe, because we finally get a running back that's the best running back we've had since Shady.
Yep.
And now you want to put him in the closet and just keep him there until...
Can't put baby in the corner.
No, I don't want to put him in the closet or the corner. I just want to be judicious and smart about this. 26 touches, that's a lot.
Soft.
Okay, well, I'm not as scared as Kyle has suddenly become with Jalen. You know that?
Plant-based.
It's not sudden.
If you use Saquon, 15, well, I'll say 20 touches a game at least. That helps Jalen with his game management, don't you think?
A little bit.
He doesn't have to do so much?
Yeah, right. It would take the pressure off of Jalen. The ability for Jalen to put the ball in harm's way would be less because he's throwing the ball less. I agree, yeah.
For years, we complained about not having a running back. We run the ball. That's all we've been saying for 10 years, 15 years. And we finally get somebody that can do it behind that actual really good offensive line, if not one of the best in the league right now, even without Jason Kelce.
They didn't want to be plant-based.
Yeah. No, I'm meat eater, Hugh.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about Joe. Well, then Joe wants to be plant-based.
There's door number three here, guys. I didn't say they have to become 45 passes a game, but, you know, we could take some of those carries to Saquon and hand them to Gainwell a few times a game. Hand them to Shipley.
No, we can. All right, real quick on the Phillies. Let's do this scenario. If the Phillies sweep this weekend and the Braves somehow sweep the Dodgers, the Phillies will pretty much lock up the number one spot. I'll just say that.
Well, they'd be in a command. And they also, Jeff, they have the tiebreaker over the Dodgers. The Dodgers have to jump one full. So whatever the gap is, like, just add one to it. Like, if they're up three, it's really four.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one right now. The Dodgers are back. But if the Dodgers get swept, the Braves will still be 9 games behind the Phillies, and the Mets will be 11 games out. And the Phillies will have a 4-game lead over the Dodgers plus the tiebreaker. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that'd be a remarkable weekend. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. We'll talk to Scott coming up about this Phillies-Mets series starting tonight at 12 o'clock. And really, the Phillies have an opportunity here the next week or so to finish pretty much everything. I mean, they're going to finish the division pretty soon here. They can finish a bye by taking care of the Brewers this coming week. And then we'll set our sights on a number one seed if the Phillies push for that final week. Fabian is up on WIP. Hey, Fabian.
Fabian
was up on WIP. He'll be back. It's all right. Terry is up on WIP next. Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Terry. What's up?
First off, Joe, need you to chill, man. Got to get one of Hugh's gummies so we can relax.
I mean, I am relaxed. I'm just trying to get you guys to see what I'm seeing.
Come on, man.
Hold up. How you going to give me some of my gummies? Give me some of your gummies. Why I got to give you some of mine?
I'll hook you up, all right? We'll talk about that later.
So what are you thinking, Terry? You want to run Saquon 25 times again?
Man, let the man cook. He's trying to revive his career, man. This is a comeback year for him. Let him cook.
He on the comeback tour. Yeah, let the man cook, man.
Yeah, but what about December if he's out of gas? What do we say then?
He's squatting like a million pounds.
He's a running back.
The man knows his body. The man knows he's been working too hard, too much. He already said he's ready to go back at it.
Ready to get back at it, Joe.
Yeah, well, he has. And look, Terry, he's in great shape, and he's a great player. I just want 26 touches was great, and it was fun. I just wonder, can he handle that again this week and next week and the week after?
Yeah, I think he can because, you know, they're coming off. They had a mini bye week, so they're going to be refreshed, ready to go. You know, they don't had a couple days off here and there, so they give them time to recover and stuff.
You know what? And speaking of that, I wouldn't mind Saquon. If they do decide to give him 26 carries a game. I wouldn't mind him missing a day of practice every now and then.
So Sirianni did speak about that earlier this week. Terry, we appreciate the phone call, that they could give him some rest in practice, and that could be their way of doing it.
Yeah, if he's toting the rock the way he's toting, like, dude, all I do is need to see you on Sunday. That's it. If you're that worried about it, if he's getting the ball that much, 26 carries a game, then okay, Saquon on Wednesday, you don't practice. Or maybe a Friday. Because I don't know. I don't know how they do their installs, but Wednesday and Thursday are like the heavy days for install, or it used to be. So maybe Friday. Maybe get him off Friday. Friday, Saturday, he don't do nothing.
So that is certainly – but is that really going to change much? Because he's not getting hit in practice.
No, he's not, but just a mental day. Like, mentally, just take the day off. Like, I'm thinking, like, it has to be one of the work days. So I would probably say – I'd probably give him a Wednesday off because I think – well, it used to be. Wednesday used to be heavy. Was it run day? I think Wednesday was run day. And Thursday was passing, like you working against the passing game. So I give him Wednesday off. I'll give him off there Wednesday.
Can I try to put in perspective what Saquon did in
sure,
the first
that's
game?
That's what we're all about.
All right, perspective here, okay? Because our last caller said, do it again. 26 touches. Kyle's pumping his fist back there. If he does that every game this season, over 17, that will be 442 touches, okay? Here are the lists of players in the history of the NFL ever that have had that many touches. James Wilder in 1984, Bucks running back. Larry Johnson, Eddie George, Tomlinson, Edgerrin James. DeMarco Murray was the last one to do this the year before we got him. And then he was cooked after that, at least for the Eagles. Marcus Allen, Ricky Williams. There's only been 8 seasons ever.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Of that many touches.
Those are good running backs.
They are.
I'm sure they've had some damn good seasons
that
year.
They did.
And how far did their teams go?
Now, to be fair, though, it hasn't happened since DeMarco Murray, and then we signed him after that, and it all went to hell. Like, this is more of like 2000 era, right? Where it was Edgerrin James and Tomlinson, Eddie George. Teams don't do this anymore.
Whatever it takes to win.
Well,
yeah, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, but we're smarter about things now. We've evolved. Well,
are we?
We should be.
Why?
Because it's not... There's an extra game now, which adds to it.
Hold on.
And I wonder how many of those guys, I haven't been able to look at this, were able to play well through the playoffs after that many touches.
Those guys seem to have turned out fine. And I would wager they were on some pretty damn good teams those years. Eddie George, I mean, was that 2000
animal.
When they were in the Super Bowl? Was Marcus Allen, what, 82 or whatever, when they were in the Super Bowl? When he was running around against the Redskins?
It was 85, Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen kept his stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to go back and see how many of those guys performed well in the playoffs. My guess is they were running on fumes by January.
I would also venture to say that the running back, like, that's a lot because of the way the game was back then.
Sure. It wasn't as big of a deal then.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it was probably more like you expected
it
then.
Par for the course, yeah.
Yeah, now 442 touches. I mean, what are we doing here? I want to make sure everyone's okay with this if this guy is a little bit diminished in January.
I think we need a Harvard Hughes study on this.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go look it up.
It's probably inconclusive.
Probably inconclusive.
Yeah, but we'll get there. All right, I need a study on Jalen Hurts protecting the football because he was really good at it. I didn't need Harvard to tell me that early in his career, and he hasn't been quite as good lately. Yesterday, Jalen Hurts had his weekly press conference. He spoke and he spoke about what happened last week. Let's hear Jalen talking about the decision making on Friday night against the Packers.
I think I made two unwise decisions. You know, those are all things that I own. So. Those are things that I got to be better with, truly managing those situations and just taking what they give me.
In those moments, it's obviously like a split-second decision. How do you avoid it, though? Like, because in the moment, it's got to be a little tough to just...
It's not tough. I mean, it's just I made an unwise decision on both of those, and I just got to don't do it.
Well, taking what they give him there, that speaks to being more of a game manager, which we discussed yesterday. Hugh, I liked the way he spoke about his decision-making yesterday. That felt like accountability. Like, hey, that's on me. I made poor decisions.
And you have to do that. And it's one of those things where I understand what the person was trying to ask him. And Jalen was like, just don't throw him. But when you're in the moment, everything is happening fast. And I'm assuming for a quarterback, it's moving really fast because those lanes close up very, very quickly. Maybe he thought, and I'm speculating, that he could get the ball, especially on that first interception. Maybe he was thinking he could get the ball in there, and they wouldn't react to it. But most of the times, you got to know, man, these cats are in the NFL for a reason. And those holes that you had in college aren't those gaps and stuff, they close up very, very fast.
Yeah, the more you rewatch the first pick, I could see why he thought he had it, but he's got to rip it in there. Like,
yeah, you got it. Yeah.
And then McKinney comes running over. All right, let's hear another one from Jalen yesterday. Talking about finding his rhythm, and I sense more accountability here.
You know, all the different nuances that go into it, especially this year with the different changes and finding your flow and finding your rhythm, I think all of those things are to be accounted for. But in the end, it's my job to go out there and lead the football team, go out there and, get us in the right play, get us out of certain situations, and ultimately play smart football situationally. You know, and I touch the ball every play. So you got to be wise with the ball in your hands. And, you know, I have some examples where I wasn't wise with the ball in my hands.
That's all you can ask for, man. I love
that he said this. Yeah. That's what he's has to say. We expect him to say he's the quarterback.
But he believes it, though. It sounds like he believes it.
I agree with you. And two things hit me as I listen to that. One, point for Ike, not Baldy, because I think Ike was on the right side of what happened last Friday. I think point for Ike. Love Baldy, but point for Ike in that debate. And the other thing is, he could have said, hey, we had a couple plays. They went the wrong way. We slipped on one. Like, he could have said that. A lot of people have pointed out that AJ slipped. Maybe if he doesn't slip, it's a touchdown. I'm glad he didn't go back to that, because I would have went back to it's still not a good decision.
That doesn't do you any favors.
If he had done that, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't do you any favors, because the one thing that I like about Jalen is the fact that he's laser focused on what the goal is. And when you play like you played, and we've all said it. I've heard Ike say it. It's not Super Bowl winning football. I mean, because that's the standard. And we've heard Jalen use that cliche a lot. Mm-hmm. The standard is the standard. And it only rises. And I've had friends that are diehard Eagles fans talk to me and say, you know, they were concerned, like first game, which I was surprised at, concerned about his play because it mimicked a lot of last year. Now, for me personally, I don't like to bring up last year because last year was last year, but I understood what they were saying. And they were like, there's a lot of times where, you know, I believed in Jalen as a quarterback, but last week, you know, he looked like he regressed a little bit. And then to hear Carl say it, that might be the sentiment of a lot of Eagles fans.
It seems like it is. And we got Kyle over here. It's in his feelings and wants Saquon to run the ball to protect the rock.
I'm just a little bit scared about Jalen Hurts holding the football. So I guess my takeaway from that was, I think he actually likes this offense this year. Like, last season was kind of a built-in excuse for him to where, like, he could fall back on that. And all the time in the presser when he would say those kind of things, it seemed like he was passing the buck a little bit. Like, maybe he genuinely believed that it wasn't his fault, that the offense just sucked. Like, now it feels like he's like, okay, like, I'm in an offense that I can thrive in. And, like, it's like that literally just comes down to me learning it a little bit more.
Yeah, and he rewatched it and saw, like, hey, those weren't good decisions. Yeah, I mean, I'm hopefully that now means he'll make good decisions this coming Monday against the Atlanta Falcons. Fabian in Miami thinks that I'm plant-based. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Fabian. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Joe, I can see why you're vegan, man.
Because of the Saquon stuff? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I saw this coming today, and that's fine. It doesn't mean it's not smart, though, Fabian. It might be plant-based, but, like, I'm trying to keep the guy healthy here.
Yeah, but listen, like I was telling Kyle, last year, DeAndre Swift, he never had a season where he was healthy. Last year, he was healthy the whole season. I mean, you got to think about it. Look, this offensive line is the best offensive line Saquon has ever played with. This team is the best team he's ever played with. I mean, come on, look. He got 26 touches. He got 3 touchdowns. But A.J. Brown still went over 100 yards. Devontae Smith almost hit 100. Like, the ball's still being spread around. It's not like they're giving this guy 50 touches a game.
Well, they didn't. And that would be in a crazy amount. And you're right. Like, I'm not worried about A.J. not getting enough touches or Devontae. I think those guys will get they'll get the football enough. I'm just trying to keep this running back healthy. He's got an injury history here, Fabe. I need him in December running hard.
And that's my point. My point was that, like, that we still have other weapons, so they're not going to just run this guy to the ground. You know what I mean? Hey, Hugh, when Saquon sees that hole, you know, he looked at that hole, he said, Shauna Sharp, that's my Michelle. You know what I'm saying?
See, in case Yad and Rod, listen, I didn't do anything, had anything to do with that.
No, that
was unsolicited.
That's on Unc more than it is on anybody else. Fabian, good phone call, man.
Appreciate you, Fabian.
You got us to laugh on that. All right, so Fabian brought up DeAndre Swift, right? And his point was that DeAndre Swift ran it last year, and he stayed as healthy as he did in his entire career.
Yes.
That's true. I will point out, though, last year in the second game of the year, we're getting the Minnesota game, DeAndre Swift got 28 carries.
Man, I never saw him again.
And so through the first 3 weeks last year, he was averaging almost 7 yards a carry. The rest of the season, DeAndre Swift averaged about 4. So like he
ain't DeAndre Swift.
Though. No, but he started to fall off. So if we're using they handled DeAndre well last year, well, he fell off as the season went along.
I feel like DeAndre Swift, again, no disrespect.
Well, he's not that good.
Go ahead.
But it was he didn't take advantage of the situations that was presented to him.
Yeah, he's just fine. He's a fine player.
He was okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
And when you see, like, there were a lot of times where he would catch the ball in space. And it was like, like, seriously, it was, he could have, I feel like, I ain't never played running back, but I always felt like he could have did more. I felt like it was more to it, or he got tackled by the first person. The one thing that I remember about B. West being in practice, Brian Westbrook made the first guy miss all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what made B. West special. Even in practice, you wasn't tackling B. West by yourself. You better wait. You better sit there. Like, with your hands wide open like this, as I'm doing the gesture on radio, and just wait for your help to come, because he would make, like, he'd make you look stupid. And DeAndre Swift didn't do that. He didn't do that.
Well, that's why Saquon's a better player. I mean, and Swift last week didn't do much in his first game with the Bears. I mean, there's a reason Swift has been on three teams the last 3 years. Lions dumped him, Eagles dumped him, and now he's a Bear.
Yeah, like, a couple things on that is, one, we actually have a real offensive coordinator this time. Who knows how to game plan around a running back who's
that's part of it.
Dynamic.
He did it with Zeke back in the day.
And two, Swift isn't the kind of running back that you want to, like, center your offense around.
I agree with all that. But he also...
So forget about DeAndre Swift.
But Fabian brought it up. He came and called me plant-based. He brought a take to the table. And I'm like, well, yeah, but he didn't play as well down the stretch.
He's one
season.
For one then.
All right, that's fine. And then, listen, you could think this is a plant-based way to go, but it might be the most effective way to go. I'll wear it today. I'll be the plant-based guy. You could actually be a football player today.
Congratulations.
I don't know what the other days are
thank
about.
Thank you, though.
We're not taking away your sacks yet. At least not yet on this show. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here on Saquon. Should the Eagles be careful with him? It's the careful word. People don't want to admit to be careful. He's a running back. He's had injuries. Of course we should be careful with him. And do you expect a win versus Atlanta? Plus, speaking of accountability, Devin White... He may need to be kicked out of a certain group chat. We'll get to that next. Devin White spoke yesterday for the first time since being demoted. Will he be back Monday? And what does he think about being a backup linebacker on this team? You'll hear from Devin White next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restorations using cutting-edge artist robotic or neo Graft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi now. 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100 and get your confidence back, or visit phillyhairmd.com. That's phillyhairmd.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.